Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host tonight, Abdulaziz Shaheed, and my co-host is
Bilal Masalik Bainu.
And we are here now with another session of the New Africa Blog Talk Radio Show. We apologize for our guest that was supposed to have the night from the B-Star Catering Company out of New Jersey. We're going to have that company on next week, and we look forward to doing that. Tonight is an open mic night, and we ask anyone and everyone to, you're invited to participate in this, and you can contact us at 1-657-383-1372, and that is 1-657-383-1372. And can you hold, ladies and gentlemen, for a commercial? welcome back again to the New Africa Blog Talk Radio Show. And as a reminder for those of our guests that haven't just tuned in, we want to let them know that B-Star Catering Company from New Jersey will be with us next week. We won't have them on tonight. And tonight we're going to go to open mic to the business community, as well as any of those that are interested in going into business. The New Africa Blog Talk Radio Show is a business that our program is about connecting different African-American businesses, promoting African-American businesses, getting different African-American business to network. And we feel that through this networking and that, we can grow a bigger economic base for our community, provide jobs for members of our community, and have a different light when it comes on of how we handle ourselves as a business community. Brother Bilal Bynum is my co-host tonight. And Brother Bilal, did you have anything to say tonight concerning the New Africa Business Association's efforts in promoting companies that...
Well, just to remind the listeners that, of course, the New Africa Business Association, we are of the Washington metropolitan, Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. But when it comes to the business associations overall, you have New Africa Business Associations throughout the United States. And again, we more or less try to be the voice of the Washington metropolitan area. I am going to always be saying the same thing, Brother Aziz, when it comes to the stimulated growth that we need to accomplish in our communities. We're going to have to become vested as a community. And again, when you constantly say, oh, well, what do you mean when you say become vested? I'm meaning that we have to have an obligation to each other. And the sound way to have that obligation is to have a financial obligation. That is where we pool our funds together and create businesses jointly. And now we have a financial obligation. We have an insurable interest, more or less, to speak. And now we can unite together, and we can grow now as a unit. But become invested is something that as a community we need to do, because we're competing with other communities. Really, you're not this unilateral thing of going into business yourself. It's something that I think you're going to find joint businesses now, joint ventures, jointly going together, is the way that most businesses are going to get things done immediately, because jointly you can do things that
an individual
may take a long time to do.
Yes.
And another thing, you can think large when you are a joint venture. You can think as large as your venture and the power whatever you that venture is trying to create. So become invested is my continuing goal. It's my continuing information to that I will become, because I know that, again, if I look at the spending activities of my communities, I'm talking about the African American brothers and sisters, and I see that large consumer spending activities that goes on in our communities, then of course I am there. That's the evidence that I need to say that, hey, we as African Americans was to create the businesses oneself, ourselves as a community. You can see what that circulation of a dollar, of the dollar, and in this case, the last year's report was over $1 trillion. So that's circulating. That's a large amount of monies to, if you can circulate that or a good portion of it, I'll take 10% of it right now. Mm-hmm. You can now just imagine the productivity that you will have in your community. So that's always going to be my advice. When one asks me what is the objective of the New Africa Business Association, and what is your message, and that message is that we need to become a vested community.
So this is a little bit different than the buying black when we say vested. You know, we know there's a effort going out there called buying black from buying from African American. I guess that's what we call buying black. But when you say vested, that's a little bit different than buying black.
Well, again, as far as buying black, our emphasis is the African American dollar also. But as far as buying black, the organization to saying to buy black, I find that I have no, whatever way it takes to identify a oneself and to get the market to come to your African American community, then whatever identity you wish to put out there is fine with me, and I support. But the New Africa Business Association, what we advocate is, when we say vested, any type of business that you can possibly imagine, any type of talent that is in the communities, and you can see that there is talent there. If there was if there was enough investors, if there was enough of the community to believe in the talent that is being presented in the communities that can bring about goods and services, then that's what I would be interested in seeing. And I'm saying it would 20 investors. I'm saying we're boys. We got our groups. We're girls. We got our groups. So we're all partners.
Yes.
And we got our groups. Those groups, you know your talent. You know your skills. Out of the group, which one of you are going to select for someone in that group who has the talent that you know that exists, and all of you invest into this one talent? Eventually, we can continue to invest in many talents, but we have to get the ball game rolling.
Right.
So again, seeing the value that exists in your communities, in your families, or your groups, your friends, your fraternity, wherever,
but as a group, invest into those talents and make those talents a rewarding by getting rewards from their value. We all have these values.
Well, you know, I was thinking, the reason why I said that maybe there was a difference in investing in a community and buying black, the effort. Now, what I mean by it, you know, buying black is an ideal, an idea that, you know, we want to support, like you said, in bringing business to our community. But when you invest in a community, it's a little bit stronger than the effort of buying black. It's actually, you are a part of that now. Not only buying black, but you're producing the stuff to buy black. You have a reason to go out and tell others about your business, how to support your, you know, supporting your business. Not only do you, but I do too. We're investing in the same business. And by us spreading out like that, it's more concern. It's not just like, this is just a black business, you know, we buying black. It's a little more than a black business. It's an income for a whole lot of people and all of that. So when it turns into something like that, an income for a lot of people, and we're investing in that together, that means it's going to get more publicity. It's going to be more marketed. It's going to be, the name is going to be marketed. The business is going to be marketed. And if we're providing a good service, our business is a top quality business, then it's going to grow more than just buying black. Now, you know, we're not buying black. We're invested in that. It's not just trying to get somebody to buy from black. We got 10 people that when you say buy black, whatever that object is or whatever you're on, it's 10 or 15 people that's invested in that one object or project in that. So it's really a good way, like Imam Muhammad was saying many years ago, about we're not going to grow individually big. We're going to grow together big, investing in one another. Because they can say $1 trillion, come on, you know, we should be able to figure out how to turn that around and put it back into our community. And that's a matter of us coming together, as we say, investing together in whatever the business may be, such as the call that was made earlier in our program, and you know, we're still continuing to make it, and that's that call for 100 investors, mm-hmm. you know, and to invest in, and in the Washington metropolitan area, we're calling for those 100 investors
mm-hmm.
to do something in our own city, our own community, because we know that the New Africa businesses, there are New Africa business associations all over the United States now. And it's growing bigger and bigger and bigger. And they're doing different things in different places. However, in those communities, people there are investing together and opening up businesses in that. And this is what
We saw the evidence, Brother Aziz, a couple of weeks ago when you got the call from Oklahoma.
Oh, brother, yes.
When you got the call from Oklahoma and how the community is becoming vested with each other and the many different types of businesses because of this festivity that they have created and stimulated the many different type of businesses. And so, what was it? I forgot the name.
It's the Black Wall Street, the new Black Wall Street Market.
Wall Street Market. That's exactly who we are. And see, that's the perfect example.
We're really
of what happens.
Yeah.
When you go out unilaterally and try to accomplish things together,
And then you start putting in, I'm saying you start as a small group, but as a community. And we're trying to we're trying to be the voice of the community. As a community, you can be just as successful as any other community.
That's right.
If the community was vested, and the community grew.
Right. We got to trust one another to do that.
Yeah,
we got to trust one another that we can do that. People are very concerned about their monies when they put them somewhere with other people, and you know, and just sometimes they're so skeptical, as we heard on a, one time with a meeting with concerning solar power, where people, you know, hadn't heard what they wanted to hear back about how the investment was going and that, and they wanted to pull up out of there.
Well, again, I'm not going to get everybody's business out there in the streets like that, but again,
so
I understand risk and the tolerance of risk. That's something that...
so that's what we want, people that's willing to do that.
Yeah,
that's what I'm
course.
Saying. That's what we want, people that's willing to do that, not...
And you know, Brother Aziz, the ones who are willing to do that is going to be the ones who can see the value. See, this the whole thing is about value. It has nothing to do with being a socialist. We're talking about being a straight up and down capitalist. But again, I'm saying the example is that you have your own brothers and sisters, of all my relatives, all your relatives, all of my friends, and I'm talking about the entire community. And indeed, the entire nation consuming their goods and services with someone else to the point as to where we are spending on the outside of our own communities over $1 trillion. So I'm saying to so that's the evidence.
Yes.
So with that as evidence, now as a business a person who's saying I'm willing to go joint with the communities as far as starting a business association, and then once we are organized as a business association and become vested as a business association, now we can decide as a business association what we want to do with our capital and which businesses we want to start and open up. And it's not so hard to do because, again, the power of a group's assets or capital. So I'm looking at it as doing it because of, you can see the value of doing it.
Right.
Not doing it because it's a black thing to do. It's a black, I don't know anything about that type of approach when it comes to business. But the approach of looking at it is valuable. Is it valuable enough to do? Then now, if I can see the value and those who can see the value, then we have a common reason to maybe continue to create that value.
Right.
And so that's what I mean about those who can see that return value. They're the ones who it would pay for them to become vested and use their power, their capital power jointly,
right.
And think in terms of doing a lot of big business.
Right.
Bigger businesses. I guess it goes back to our old saying, you know, again, what one can't do.
Many can.
What one can't do, the many of us can. So we welcome, like I said, again, Brother Aziz, our guest that we had sponsor for the evening, our guest speaker.
Yes.
And you said that organization was who?
That was the B-Star Catering from in New Jersey, run by Brother Sammy Ali.
And he has it's a catering organization.
Well, it's primarily, they deal with pastries.
Okay.
All types of pastries, bean pies, muffin cakes, all types of fancy pastries, and they're in a number of stores around, as well as they deal with some other juices also.
Excellent. Well, again, the brother, we know that it is his birthday.
Right.
And we found that out at the last. He can't celebrate all over the place. He has to pick and choose.
Right.
And like I said, we may not have been asked us to carry it over until next week.
Right, right.
But in the meantime, it's the open mic. And so those of you who wish to join in on our open mic conversation, you're welcome to do so. I am your host, Kalau Masudik Baya, along with the other host,
Abdul Aziz Shaheed.
And we'll be right back for a continuation of tonight's show in just a quick moment.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
So again, welcome back to the show. Just a reminder before I turn it back over to our host. It is open mic, so those of you who wish to share in on this general discussion, we certainly welcome your comments. Brother Aziz, you were saying, I hope I answered your question, which was why one should consider being vested as a group.
Right, exactly, because, again, you know, when we start investing as a group into whatever business it is, we as African-Americans, then, of course, we're bringing economics into the community. We're creating jobs. We're stimulating activity, wherein, you know, this is an example for the youth as well as us that, you know, are performing this business, because it just isn't an overnight thing that we're going to build this business empire or this business mentality in our community. It has to be passed on. Wherein, in some instances, wherein you see dentists, you know, professionals, dentists, lawyers, doctors, they'll have some of their family members, you know, professionals too, working right in with them. But the other businesses, like owning stores, plumbing, electricity, food business, corner store. Our children, don't have that experience. And that's a valuable experience, because it'll let them know that you can make a real living off of that.
All of those industries need to grow.
Yes.
All of them. You know, when you say plumbing, we need the plumbing organizations.
Yep.
Not just the one individual, but the plumbing organization. Electrical organizations, all of these skills and talents needs to grow, and this is what I mean about group investments. You see and you have these types of skills. Why not invest in this key person?
Yes.
You know, it's like being in business, and you have a key person.
are working for you. Matter of fact, this key person is so important. Without this key person, anything happens to the key person, you don't know where the business is going. So you know you have to do all types of goodies for the key person. And so, again, if we have all kinds of fresh benefits for this key person, then this is the same similarities you have when you have this talent that we all should invest in. This is a key person. And the French benefits that we want to give to this key person is very good benefits, because the key person can make us all a lot of monies if we can get that key person to market their values.
Right. We have people in the community that have opened up small stores.
And again, Brother Aziz, those of you that are all on the line listening, we ask you, the mics are open. We don't have to click you in. Everybody who calls in is already clicked in. It's just a matter of you joining in on the conversation, and you certainly are welcome. I'm sorry, Brother Aziz, you were saying?
Well, you know, just saying that, of course, we welcome all of our listeners to participate, whether they're business people or interested in setting up a business or marketing. And again, this is what the New Africa Business Association is about: promoting African American businesses, getting African American businesses to network with one another, and trying to help African American businesses get out in the marketplace where their business can get as much exposure as we can offer, as well as we know this is providing economics for the African American community, because again, the African American community as a whole spends trillions of dollars, and all of that money primarily is going back out to other communities. We ran across an African American dealership, Toyota dealership down in North Carolina, down in the Durham area, and that was really commendable, because we don't have a lot of African American businessmen that are in new car dealerships. We have a lot in used car dealerships, a lot of that going on in the Washington D.C. area. But to be a dealer, especially we see a number of African Americans driving Mercedes-Benz, BMWs, these really, really luxurious cars, but we don't find ourselves in the dealerships, owning these dealerships to sell these vehicles. Wherein not only could we, have our people and, working in these dealerships and letting them know the knowledge about how this business works itself, the automobile industry, because there's much, much money to be made off of there. And there's all kinds of ways that the dealer can make money, the salesman can make money, and there's still room in there, just for money to be made. And our people don't know the ins and outs of that. And primarily what we wind up doing most of the time is overpaying for whatever it is that we buy, wherever it may be. And we may not notice this in a lot of places. Even when you go buy clothing, appliances, different things you need for the home and that. We have a tendency, even buying right down to buying homes, we have a tendency to pay more than other people pay. And this is why we need to bring African Americans together that have all these skills and talents to cover these areas, to be available for us. And businesses, we just don't recommend businesses because they're African American businesses for you to use them. Of course, these businesses also have to show that they they're dependable. They provide an excellent service for whatever type of business that they're into, that business is providing an excellent service for the community. And these are all the things that the New Africa Business Association is trying to involve itself in, helping businesses promote themselves, letting other people know about these businesses, getting the network, as well as going to these businesses and finding out what do they actually do. We have some sponsors for our show that sponsor our show, and they also are in business and want people in the Washington metropolitan area to visit their businesses and look in on them and perhaps do some business with them. And that's what it's all about. And one of our businesses is Divine Shine. They're on T Street Northwest. And they can be reached at.
And of course, these are businesses that sponsor the New Africa Business Association. So, of course, you sponsor us and we sponsor you, and that's what this is all about. And so, these businesses that we are about to introduce now, we thank you for your sponsorship. And, of course, we are hoping that we can be able to introduce business owners, and the communities will respond in kind by doing business with these owners. So, Brother Aziz, you were saying these businesses are who?
Yes, I have listed here for your information the first group of sponsors, participants, and their contact information. And first, we'll start out with Mr. Jeff Majors. He's a musician, he's a harpist, and Jeff can be reached at jeffmajors.com, and that is jeffmajors.com. And then we have a well-known boot black business in the area called Divine Shine, and Divine Shine is at 723 T Street, Northwest Washington, D.C., at 723 T Street, Northwest Washington, D.C. And they can be reached at area code 202-986-7463. That's Divine Shine, 723 T Street, Northwest, area code 202-986-7463. Our next participant and sponsor is Avanta Real Estate Service. And Avanta Real Estate Service is a real estate service that tries to find affordable houses for most African Americans, affordable houses. And they can be reached at area code 202-264-4663. And that's Avanta Real Estate Service, a finder of affordable houses who can be reached at area code 202-264-4663. Our next sponsor is Miss Anita Shelton from Anita Shelton Collectibles. She can be reached at area code 202-234-9089. And that's Anita Shelton Collectible, area code 202-234-9089. She deals with porcelain collectibles and different antiques. Also, we have another one of our sponsors and also one of our co-hosts, Ms. Shalora Williams. She's an attorney at law. And Ms. Shalora Williams, or Attorney Shalora Williams, can be reached at area code 301-341-5577. That is area code 301-341-5577, or she can be emailed at SACW. That's SACW at hotmail.com. sacw@hotmail.com for attorney Shalor Williams. Also, another one of our sponsors and participants, as well as a co-host, and that is Miss Gina Baker, accountant, MBA. Miss Gina Baker, an accountant, MBA, and she can be reached at area code 301-332-6015, and that is 301-332-6015, or she can be reached by email at gmbaker, that's gmbaker@banker, and that is B-A-N-K-E-R, financial, SVS.com. That is gmbaker@bankerfinancialsvs.com. As well as...
Indeed, so.
And that is Jeff Majors, and he can be reached at jeffmajors.com if you're interested in purchasing some of his music as
you
well.
You know, for many of his tours that you'll be fortunate enough to hear him to perform.
Yes.
So, yes, indeed, we thank that brother, and we thank all of our sponsors.
Yes.
But, again, that was a taste of the talents that we have in our communities. And, of course, we're very proud.
Yes.
Of that brother and all of the talent. We're asking you to, matter of fact, to present your talents, regardless if it's in the music field, the industrial field, the business field, or what have you. The New Africa Business Association is an association that tries to present business and to stimulate business activities in our communities. Again, it is open mic. We invite all of our listeners, mics are going to be open to all of our listeners, so you can participate just by simply interjecting yourself and joining on in on our conversation during these next 15 or 20 minutes. We certainly invite your input. But Brother Aziz, yes, the talent that we know that is in our communities all over the country, because, like you said, we met many, and what we have to present to our communities, and I say communities, I'm very proud of, I'm very proud of what we have to present.
Yes.
And one of them you did mention is the brother in North Carolina that has the brand new car,
Toyota
dealership. Yeah. And again, we're going to have these business owners, our representatives of these owners, to come on and present themselves so you will know how to go directly to these businesses and hopefully find better deals than you would normally have found anywhere else, especially when it comes to buying a brand new vehicle. If I can save a real nice deal here in Maryland by going to Carolina and picking up a car from the brother, then it's certainly worth my time to drive maybe 4 or 5 hours down the road. But we'll have these business owners to come on and speak for themselves in the near future. Of course, again, our guest speaker for this evening, unfortunately, circumstances kept them from making it, so we apologize for not having that guest on, but we're on.
Right.
And you as a business person or as a business owner or someone with a business idea, you are on with us. So we invite your participation. So if there are any participants, we welcome your comments.
Also, I'd like to, I know we have a number of people out there participating on internet. We can see as well as we see our lines are kind of heavy too. I guess everyone wants to listen, but we want you to know that you are invited to participate in our ongoing internet blog talk radio show. And it's every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And that's Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. every Wednesday. And the host of that show is Bilal Masadiq Bynum and myself, Abdul Aziz Shaheed. And that call-in number, if you want to participate, in this show would be 657-383-1372. And that is 657-383-1372. Or go to the internet and type in blogtalkradioshow.com, NABASSC. NABASSC. That is blogtalkradioshow.com/NABASC. And the mic is open to the community.
Just a reminder on your information, Brother Isaiah, on
yes.
Blog Talk Radio. All of our events that we have done previously, from other than tonight, for example, Dr. Nuruddin, the health and nutrition scientist,
yes,
that we had on. But any of our shows, you can go online, the information you just shared with everyone, and they can pick up our past events. Any of the programs that we've done in the past, and you may have missed them or you may find them informative, you can go in and hear our old programs for those who wish to do so. So I just wanted to share that information, Brother Isaiah. Again, this is open mic, so if there are those who wish to comment about your business or any comments you wish to make about the business of being a business association or business idea, we welcome your comments. And with that said, are there any questions?
I would like to let our listening audience know, for here for the Washington metropolitan area, that over in Southeast Washington, D.C., next to the Islamic Museum.
Indeed, so.
Over on Martin Luther King Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Next door, we have a restaurant that just opened up that does fried seafood and chicken and that. And we I don't know the exact address, but it's right next door to the Islamic Museum over in Southeast Washington.
Yeah, right off Martin Luther King Avenue, the old,
yes.
Restaurant.
Yes.
That was there. It's open. It's been renovated. It's beautiful place to be. And it's so it's a good place to come and have a very good meal and
yes.
be sociable with your brothers and sisters and everyone else there in the community. But
yes.
The restaurant is open, and they look forward to your business. And yes, I am myself can't wait to get over and
likewise,
and
yes.
get the and also understand that not only is there cooked food, but if those of us who wish to take our fish and just buy it to deal with it ourselves, there will be fish that you can just go in and simply buy
mm-hmm.
and take it home and cook for yourself. Mm-hmm. But the services are there. And so, again, that's what we do here. We want
yes.
to identify our businesses. So hopefully we can get some of the dollars to go towards recirculate it right back into the community.
Yes.
So, but that's what our efforts, that's what our goal is going to continuously be. We come on, like you said, every Wednesday
yes.
at 7 o'clock. We've been doing it now for over a year, year and a half or so. Coming on from 7 to 8 o'clock. And, but our efforts, again, is to see if we can get groups and the communities to become vested. That's the way we can continue to grow many different types of businesses in our community. Also, Brother Aziz, we have to, we We talked about just about all of our sponsors, but the Wall Street organization out there in Oklahoma, we emphasize that group out there as much as because from what we have heard, and you went online.
Right.
Tell me.
They have a mall, a sort of like what we call a strip mall, a little small mall that has about 8 or 9 businesses in it. And they're serving the community. And they're trying to new Africa, the new Black Wall Street marketplace is trying to replicate some of the things that Black Wall Street did back in Oklahoma back when it existed.
And there are information where one can go on and see their exhibits.
The new Black Street Marketplace.com.
Again, say that again.
The new Black Wall Street Marketplace.com.
And you'll be able to bring up?
Yes.
Excellent.
As well as for those that don't know anything about the Black Wall Street, it's very interesting and a good book to pick up if you can't find it, you know. The Black Wall Street, and it tells about African-American entrepreneurs after the Civil War that was able to amass enough business savvy in that to they were running the banks. They would be the big major in America today. They not been terrorized and, you know, and violence perpetrated towards in the community.
Oh, yeah. We know, again, the history and our history, again, we know that's a show within itself.
Yes.
But the new Black Wall Street efforts, as it presents itself right now, are underway. And you have these different businesses participating with each other, doing just what we are saying should be done throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
Partnering up with families, friends, groups, communities,
yeah.
but recognizing talent and seeing the need for a business that can bring on, the whole thing is about making money.
Right.
But once you can recognize it, yes, come right in. We invite your call, listener.
Good evening. We also do other diversified activities at the new Black Wall Street Marketplace here in Oklahoma City.
I think we got somebody from the organization on. Okay,
that's
we're just talking about you.
That's the judge.
We have poetry night. We're having a drum festival, a drum beat festival on August 9th, wherein we're going to have the young children from our communities to be able to come in and learn about the drums and what they represented in our communities, especially from Africa. And it's just an array of things. We have photography, videography. The brothers and sisters there are very busy in terms of trying to reach out to the community just to see what the community needs and how we can maybe provide some of the services to our community.
Well, it's unfortunate that you guys just came on. We could have used, it was open mic. We certainly would have been glad to entertain. I remember our discussion before, but like I keep telling all of our listeners, don't make it one time. Continue to come on and participate.
Yes.
Because the more you participate, the more folks know me and the more folks going to know you. And we're talking about as far as business association. We're about to close it out, but again, we thank you.
Yes, indeed.
And we ask every Wednesday from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, bring on your businesses and your business ideas and let's participate. Until then, Bilal Masalik Bainer, my salam alaikum.
Walaikum as-salam.